Come to the Word again. Let's turn in our Scriptures to Jeremiah chapter 3. Hear from Jeremiah chapter 3, and we'll read the entire chapter, verses 1 through 25. Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 25. Hear now the Word of the Lord. God says, if a husband divorces his wife and she goes from him and belongs to another man, will he still return to her? Will not that land be completely polluted? But you are a harlot with many lovers, yet you turn to me, declares the Lord. Lift up your eyes to the bare heights and see, where have you not been violated? By the roads you have sat for them like an Arab in the desert. And you have polluted a land with your harlotry and your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no spring rain. Yet you had a harlot's forehead, you refused to be ashamed. Have you not just now called to me, my father? You are the friend of my youth. Will he be angry forever? Will he be indignant to the end? Behold, you have spoken and have done evil things, and you have had your way. And the Lord said to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what faithless Israel did? She went up on every high hill and under every green tree, and she was a harlot there. I thought, after she has done all these things, she will return to me. But she did not return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. And I saw that for all the adulteries of faithless Israel, I had sent her away and given her a writ of divorce, yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but she went and was a harlot also. Because of the lightness of her harlotry, she polluted the land and committed adultery with her stones and trees. Yet in spite of all this, her treacherous sister Judah did not return to me with all her heart, but rather in deception, declares the Lord. And the Lord said to me, faithless Israel has proved herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north, and say, return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. I will not look upon you in anger, for I am gracious, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against the Lord your God, and have scattered your favors to the strangers under every green tree. And you have not obeyed my voice, declares the Lord. Return, O faithless sons, declares the Lord, for I am a master to you, and I will take you one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. It shall be in those days when you are multiplied and increased in the land, declares the Lord, they will no longer say, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And it will not come to mind, nor will they remember, nor will they miss it, nor will it be made again. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations will be gathered to it, to Jerusalem, for the name of the Lord. Nor will they walk any more after the stubbornness of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah will walk with the house of Israel, and they will come together from the land of the north to the land that I gave your fathers as an inheritance. Then I said, how I would set you among my sons and give you a pleasant land, the most beautiful inheritance of the nations. And I said, you shall call me my father and not turn away from following me. Surely as a woman treacherously departs from her lover, so you have dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, declares the Lord. A voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and the supplications of the sons of Israel, because they have perverted their way. They have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, O faithless sons. I will heal your faithlessness. Behold, we come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Surely the hills are a deception, a tumult on the mountains. Surely in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. But the shameful thing has consumed the labors of our fathers since our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Let us lie down in our shame and let our humiliation cover us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers. from our youth even to this day, and we have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. And that is the word of the Lord. The people of Judah have done heinous things. The Lord uses the illustration of divorce and remarriage to show that Judah again is a harlot with many lovers. They are polluted and pollutes all wherever they go. And so Yahweh withholds rain, and that implies that famine comes. And yet Judah, you Judah, are not ashamed of what you've done in rebellion to me, Yahweh. Don't you remember the northern kingdom? That is Israel, Judah. He says that they have seen what's happened to Israel, the northern kingdom. And he's asking, how haven't you seen? Don't you remember how she was faithless and played the harlot and did not repent? And therefore she went into exile. Do you remember that? You should have been warned by what happened to them as they played the harlot and rebelled against me. Sent into exile because of their heinous sins and not repenting. And now what are you doing but following right in her ways? You are playing the harlot. And you are not repenting but rebelling against me. But the call comes to Judah to return. Return, faithless ones. The Lord is gracious, not angry forever, not at one who repents and turns to the Lord. What does it mean to repent? It shows partially in verse 13 to acknowledge your iniquity, your sin, that you've sinned against Yahweh. That you have disobeyed the Lord. And then turning back to Him in full obedience. The promise then, if you repent, Yahweh will bring you back to Zion, to the promised land that He promised to their fathers. And He promises to all who believe in Him. And the Lord makes a promise of the future. When there will be no more Ark of the Covenant, He will be with them still. And will give them a promised land, and you will pray to me and not depart from me. And the chapter closes with charges again. It comes back to charging them of their sin, of their harlotry, and how much they needed to repent and turn back to the Lord, still faithless, still shameful. And there are perhaps some of you who have lived faithlessly, shamefully. Some of you have sinned. All of you have sinned. And you're called now as a warning, looking back to Judah, to Israel, remembering what happened to them because they did not repent of their sin. And they went into exile because of their faithlessness and their disobedience, their sin. You are called now to turn back to Yahweh and repent. Repent and turn to the Lord in all of faith and life. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for this call, this warning that is given to us today. And Father, we see, just as Judah followed after Israel, so there are times when we follow after Judah. And we turn and we love the things of this world more than we love You. And we worship things of this world more than we worship You. Even ourselves, even those near to us, things around us. And Father, we have rebelled against You, and so turn us from our sin. By Your Spirit, strengthen us to turn back, for we cannot do this ourselves. We need Your Spirit. Now, Father, we ask that You would give us faith to believe. And in this, You would save us. You would sanctify us. And You would make us faithful and without any shame, for we would be those who believe in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Father, we thank You for the testimony of Your Word, which shares and teaches us the truth to protect us even from ourselves. We thank You that You have spoken clearly to us through the Word and through Your Son. We ask that You would continue doing so, not allowing the Word to ever depart from us, that You would put it down into our hearts and it would be kept there forever. That we would not lose one jot or tittle of it. And in this we ask that you would cause us to meditate upon your word day and night so that the word would be stored up in our hearts. And that we would live accordingly. And Father, in this we plead that the righteousness of Christ would be our righteousness. That you would make us holy in Christ. You would make us righteous in Him. You would grant us knowledge in Him, in His Word. That you would shower us with your grace. And Father, we ask that you would be glorified in our worship. As we hear you speak, that we would have, as we heard this morning, the need to listen to your word. We ask that we would have ears to hear and hearts open to receive your word, your truth. Father, this day we do pray for our governing authorities and all and rule over us, kings and authorities, even our elders and deacons. That you would cause them to rule according to your word. That they would love your word. That they would be saved. And that you would work in them by your Spirit. For the good of your church. That we would be able to freely worship you. And worship in spirit and in truth. Father, we ask that you would continue strengthening us for this task of serving you. Heal our bodies. And heal our souls. Our hearts and our minds. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.